Good morning, City Church. This is Peyton Spangler, bringing you what I hope is a moment of sanity at the start of your day, a moment of truth from God's Word, a moment of grace. I have outed myself before on this podcast for my love of young adult novels, and the latest books that I'm too old to be reading, but I'm currently reading, are the Aragon novels. This is a fantasy series set in an indefinite era that feels kind of like the Middle Ages and involves dragons, magic, all that good stuff. But one thing that has been on my mind with this series is the importance of names. In the world of Aragon, they talk a lot about the power of someone's true name. The true name isn't someone's given name. It's a handful of words spoken in their ancient language that reveals the essence of a person. It requires a journey of self-reflection to discover one's true name. And they say that learning your true name is a great and terrible thing because it reveals the best and worst parts of yourself. I was reminded of this idea of the power of names when I came across Psalm 91:14 in today's lectionary reading. Now, I originally misread it, thinking it was referring to the psalmist's name, but then I saw that it's actually a verse written from the perspective of God. It says, "Because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him. I will protect him because he knows my name." The ESV app directed me to a similar verse in Psalm 9:10, which says, "And those who know your name put their trust in you, for you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you." So this got me thinking, outside the world of Aragon, what is the importance of a name, and specifically knowing God's name? Throughout scripture, God is given many names. Just in Psalm 91, he's referred to as the Most High, the Almighty, the Lord, and my God. Famously, God names himself in Exodus 3 to Moses at the burning bush as Yahweh, which translates to "He will be." In other words, this name means that he is the one who is and who will be. God's existence doesn't depend on anyone or anything else. He simply is. This name, Yahweh, is used most often in the Bible, as it is the name God gave himself. But as we saw in Psalm 91, God is referred to by tons of different names in Scripture. And this is intentional, because by these names, we come to know the character and attributes of our God. By these names, we learn to love him and to trust him. We can call on him as a father, a friend, a protector, a savior. Charles Spurgeon explained this really well when he said, "By the name is meant the revealed character and word of God. We are not to worship the unknown God. We should seek to know the covenant God of Jacob, who has been pleased to reveal his name and attributes to his people. There may be much in a royal name or a learned name or a venerable name, but it will be a theme for heavenly scholarship to discover all that is contained in the divine name." Ooh, did that give you chills or just me? Through scripture, we get to know God. His name is not just a handful of letters on a piece of paper. It is the very essence of the Almighty. His name contains infinite multitudes. How privileged we are to get a glimpse into this vast ocean. We do not seek a faceless, unknown God. We seek the God of our ancestors, who has shown himself time and time again by his actions and his words. Whatever we need, he is sufficient to provide. Adonai, Jehovah Jireh, Emmanuel, King of Kings, the Good Shepherd, the Alpha and Omega, the Ancient of Days, Abba, Father, Yahweh, help us to seek you and to know your name in our hearts. Until next time, stay well and do good.
Good Morning City Church is a weekday podcast produced by the staff and members of City Church of Richmond, located in Richmond, Virginia. To learn more about us, please visit citychurchrva.com. That's citychurchrva.com. And thanks for listening.